This article you sent over about SoundBranch, you know, about how we can use our voices to give better feedback, it really resonated with me. I think we can both agree that getting to the heart of information quickly is super important.
Absolutely. And this article dives right in. It kind of makes you think twice about how we've been relying so heavily on text for feedback. It points out just how often written feedback gets misinterpreted.
Yeah, I've been there.
I mean, have you ever gotten one of those messages that just says, "That's interesting"? You're left wondering, okay, is that good, bad, or just dot interesting?
Oh, all the time. It's like the ultimate conversation ender. Like, am I supposed to unpack that? Should I be excited?
Right. Text just doesn't have that richness, that nuance of actually hearing someone's voice. And that's where this whole SoundBranch concept comes into play. They're really pushing for a shift towards voice-based feedback, suggesting that it's a more genuine, more authentic way to communicate.
So, are they saying to ditch the carefully crafted emails and just hit record?
Exactly. The article lists seven key benefits of using more voice in how we give and receive feedback. One of the big ones is clarity.
Makes sense. You can hear the emotion behind the words.
Like, imagine getting feedback where someone says, "That's interesting," but you can hear the excitement in their voice versus hearing, "That's interesting," with a hesitant tone.
Yeah.
Totally different message.
Night and day, sometimes you really need to hear the encouragement or even the concern to fully get what someone's trying to say.
Exactly. And speaking is just naturally faster.
Right.
It forces you to get to the point. You spend less time overthinking every single word choice.
Oh, tell me about it. I can spend hours on a single email just trying to strike the right tone.
Right. The article actually calls out speed and efficiency as another major benefit. It really makes you think about how much time we waste on crafting the perfect email response.
Oh, don't even get me started on email chains. So, are they suggesting voice notes could streamline all of that, lead to quicker brainstorming?
Exactly. It creates a more dynamic, more responsive exchange, which, let's be honest, is super important when you've got remote teams or you're working across different time zones.
It's like you're having a real-time conversation, which you just can't get through text. But it sounds like it's more than just efficiency, right? I mean, the article also mentioned human connection.
Absolutely. We've all experienced that difference between a text message and actually talking to someone on the phone. Our voices naturally build stronger connections, which can be really valuable when you're giving or receiving feedback.
It's that human touch, and I'm thinking about constructive criticism. That can be tough to receive. Having that human connection could make all the difference.
Exactly. It allows for empathy and understanding in a way that text just can't always convey. And that ties into another big advantage they highlight, tone.
Which, let's be real, is so easily misinterpreted in writing.
Right?
I mean, take a phrase like, I don't think this will work. If you're just reading it, that can feel really harsh. But if you hear someone say it and you can hear the concern in their voice,
Really different. It's all about the delivery.
it can completely change how we interpret feedback.
And because it feels like a natural conversation, they say it leads to greater engagement from everyone involved. When we're more engaged, we're more receptive to feedback.
Okay, I see what they're getting at. This isn't just about promoting a new platform. It's bigger than that. It's about fundamentally changing how we communicate, especially when it comes to something as important as feedback. But I'm curious, how does SoundBranch actually work? Is it just recording voice notes back and forth? Is there more to it than that?
That's a really interesting question. And honestly, the article doesn't get into the nitty-gritty of how the platform works. It's more about the why behind it. Less of a tech review, more like a philosophy on communication.
So it's more like, hey, we built this cool platform, but more importantly, we want to start a conversation about how we can communicate better.
Right. They're suggesting that this laser focus on text, you know, while it seems efficient, might actually be holding us back from giving and receiving really impactful feedback.
Because sometimes you need to hear the emotion, the tone, to really internalize what someone's saying.
Precisely. Think about a time when you received feedback that really stuck with you.
Yeah.
Chances are it wasn't just the words on the page or on the screen,
Yeah.
right? It was the way it was delivered, that genuine emotion behind it.
It's like reading a recipe versus actually watching someone cook a dish.
Oh, I like that.
You can read the steps, but to really get it, sometimes you need to see it in action.
That's a great analogy. And think about it from the other side. How much easier is it to give difficult feedback when you can use your voice to convey empathy, you know, add those nuances? It's so easy to come across as harsh or insensitive when it's just text on a screen.
It's true. I mean, I've definitely sent well-intentioned emails that probably landed like a ton of bricks.
Exactly. And that's where a voice can really shine. It allows for a more human, a more empathetic approach, which can make or break working relationships.
For sure. But where does this leave our listeners? Are we saying ditch the email, everyone needs to be using SoundBranch tomorrow?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Mm.
And I appreciate that the article doesn't pretend to have some easy answer.
Right.
It's not necessarily about this specific platform as much as it's about the bigger idea behind it, which is that incorporating more voice, especially with feedback, can lead to better understanding, you know, clearer communication, better results overall.
Okay, so it's less about SoundBranch being the solution and more about them getting people to ask the right questions, to be open to new ways of communicating, especially if what we're doing now isn't really working.
Exactly. It's about remembering those seven key benefits we talked about. Like, we could save so much time, but also build those connections, foster a more empathetic culture around feedback.
It's like we've become so obsessed with typing faster, crafting the perfect email, that we forgot how to just talk to each other.
It's true. And sometimes the simple solutions are the best ones.
So for our listeners who are intrigued by this whole voice feedback thing, where do they start? Any advice for someone who wants to test the waters?
Absolutely. There are a few simple things you can do, you know, without changing your whole routine. Like, next time you're about to send a quick email, what if you sent a voice message instead?
Instead of a reply all with a bullet-pointed list, I just hit record and say what I think.
Exactly. It might feel weird at first, especially if you don't use voice notes a lot in your work. But you might be surprised how much smoother it feels.
And this isn't just for work emails, right? We could apply this to brainstorming sessions, giving feedback on creative projects.
Yeah.
Just bouncing ideas around with a colleague.
Anywhere you're looking for clarity, that human touch, you know, voice, can play a role. Even small changes, like swapping a text message for a voice note, can make a difference.
It's about being more mindful about how we communicate and realizing that sometimes that human touch can be the most effective way to get your point across.
Exactly. It's about finding the right tool for the job and being open to the idea that sometimes authentic is best.
This has been really eye-opening. It makes you wonder, you know, in a world dominated by screens and text, are we losing something? Are we losing those human connections for efficiency?
It's a varied question.
Yeah.
And as much as technology has its place,
yeah,
we can't forget that human connection. That's at the heart of really good communication. That's how we understand each other, how we build trust. It's how we make things happen.
I love that. So to our listeners, as we're thinking about the power of voice, we leave you with this. What if the most important conversations we have aren't the ones we type, but the ones we actually have the courage to say out loud? It's like we're all so plugged in, so reliant on technology, we've forgotten something very basic, the power of our own voices.
It's true. It makes you wonder if we're missing that human touch in other areas of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about all those meetings that drag on and on because no one wants to speak up.
Mm.
Or relationships, even, where miscommunication becomes a huge problem. Or even just missing out on a good conversation, a real heart-to-heart talk.
It's funny because I'm all about efficiency, you know that. And I'll admit, I was a little skeptical of this whole voice feedback idea at first. But what you've explained, it's not just about getting things done faster. It's about connection, building better relationships at work, creating a more empathetic environment.
I think that's a really important point. It's not like we're saying throw efficiency out the window.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes an email is the perfect solution, gets the job done. But then other times, that voice note, that could be the key to really understanding each other.
So it's about making a choice, being deliberate about how we're communicating.
Exactly. And being open to the idea that sometimes that human touch, that's what makes all the difference. I mean, we have to remember there's a person on the other side of that screen.
With real feelings, yeah. This has been so interesting. I'm already thinking about how I can use my voice more, not just at work, but in my everyday life. Just a simple shift in thinking can make a big difference.
It really can. And who knows, when we embrace our own voices, maybe it'll inspire others to do the same, like a ripple effect, creating more authenticity and connection.
I love that. Well, it seems like we've reached the end of our deep dive today, but this isn't just about SoundBranch or even feedback. It's a reminder that in this digital world we live in, human connection really matters.
It really does. Behind every email, every text message, there's a person who wants to be heard.
So well said. So to all our listeners out there, as you're thinking about the power of voice, we'll leave you with this. What if the most important conversations, the ones that really make a difference, aren't the ones we type, but the ones we have the courage to speak out loud?